Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Bill Belichick has joined Instagram, and I don't think it's the most miraculous thing going on in the NFL. That is, DeMar Hamlin is going to start.
I saw that.
For the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Just incredible.
Yes, it is. Good on him. Man. I would have been done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's just go there, right?
Yeah.
I would have been done. Yeah. I mean, I think that his purpose, and that's why I said good on him. There's probably nothing that could, and all the things that came with that, and obviously we know the story, but I think that his purpose is bigger than football, and he's shown that a bunch, and I would have just left it at that bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Than getting back on the field, and he, good on him for doing that.
I don't know that there's a single rational person that would have blamed him if he hung it up.
Right.
And I think it takes incredible courage. It's the thing he loves. Incredible courage to put a helmet on again.
Yep.
To go to a training camp again last year.
Even to watch the game. Watch games.
Man, ain't that
It was truth. Hard for us. If it was hard for me to watch games after that. Couldn't imagine being him and actually going out there and participating and then earning a starting job.
Man.
Crazy.
It really is. Like you said, good on him. All the best to him. I hope he has an unbelievable season.
Yep.
I have to look at their schedule. I don't know if they play Cincinnati or not. It would be poetic justice if he'd get himself a pick six or something against Cincinnati. That's where the injury happened. That's also where Ryan Shazier's went down. I'm not suggesting that it's because of that. It's just eerie as hell. And then you got Bill Belichick on the gram. What is he going to even post about? Football?
Him and his girlfriend.
Him and his lady. I saw he follows like 6 accounts, and it's all football. It's like Pat McAfee and a couple other football media people, a couple of different players, some coaches, and then there's like this really hot chick. I was like, oh, geez, Bill, that's such a bad look, man. That's nasty, and I clicked, and they're dating.
That's his girl?
Which might be nastier, but at least that makes him say he's not just like, all right, football and
let me see this young bra.
Let me get some bikini shots.
Yeah, a couple of those. Yeah, I'm going to take some pictures, I guess, on my boat. Well, this guy right here, this fish, he could actually throw a barnacle. He does really well.
Imagine him, like, pillow talk, whispered sweet nothings in his 24-year-old's ear.
What could they possibly talk? Like, what do they have in common? Like, I'm not nothing. Like, good for him. Good on you,
hey,
Bill.
You
like,
do you,
like,
man.
Do
yeah.
you. But, like, what could they be talking about at night? Like, she's talking about TikTok, and he's thinking, like...
Well, that's what's next.
Right.
What is it? He's thinking about a clock.
Exactly. Big Ben. Big Ben.
Well, that reminds me of the 2004 AFC Championship game. Big Ben.
We had 2 minutes left.
Big clock there.
Big clock. And there's a clock in the stadium. And,
she ain't in it for the body.
No, I've seen it.
You saw it in the sauna.
Yeah, in the steam room, yeah. She ain't in it for that. And that was that was over 10 years.
He was in prime of his life back then.
He was wasn't good.
A lot of saggage going on there.
Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't see everything, did you?
Oh, I seen enough. I seen, you know what I saw, Crowley? I saw more than I should have seen. That way. I wasn't prepared. I almost slipped and fell and smacked my head off the ground.
Were they deflated?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.